الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين حبيب رب العالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك يجتبيك ربك ويعلمك من تأويل الأحاديث ويتم نعمته عليك وعلى أبويك من قبل إبراهيم وإسحاق إن ربك عليم حكيم صدق الله العظيم Honorable علماء الكرام, respected elders and brothers in Islam, human existence on planet Earth has been riddled with challenges ever since. عِشْ فِي الدُّنْيَا مُوسِرًا إِنْ شِئْتَ أَوْ مُعْسِرًا Whether you live a life of affluence or riches, or whether you live a life of poverty and penury, لَا بُدَّ فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْغَمِّ There will be that one day when sadness and depression and problems will come seize and grip you. كُلُّ دَارٍ وَإِنْ طَالَتْ سَلَامَتُهَا سَتُدْرِكُهَا النَّكْبَاءُ وَالْحُوَبُ Every house, every nuclear family, no matter where it is or how it is, no matter how peaceful it is or how long its prosperity stretches for, that one day will come, sadness will grip the house, someone will fail to get a job, someone will leave the house. سَهِرَتْ عُيُونٌ وَنَامَتْ أَعْيُنُ فِي أُمُورٍ تَكُونُ أَوْ لَا تَكُونُ Some people cannot go to sleep due to depression. Others do not wish to leave their beds out of depression. So today I would just like to share one lesson from Surah Yusuf. And we all know Surah Yusuf has a very unique position in the Quran al-Kareem due to the fact it is that surah which displays and details the entire story, almost the entire story of Yusuf alayhi salam in chronological order. And there are many lessons which you and I can take out of Surah Yusuf. Many lessons. Many morals and counseling. Today I would just like to focus on one aspect and this the surah discusses in detail, and that is how to deal with sadness and problems. And this is such a thing, like I mentioned earlier, it doesn't matter who you are, how you are, whether you're poor, whether you're rich, whether you're living in the States, whether you're living in Booty Court, anywhere in the world, you are going to face problems one time or another. Sadness is an emotion, problems is such a thing which you cannot leave, which you cannot escape, which you cannot go without. It will have to come face you. The question is, how do we respond? So this one aspect of Surah Yusuf is how to deal with sadness and problems. So there are mainly two characters, two people who are faced with major problems throughout the narrative of the story. On the one hand, we find Yaqub alayhi. On the other side, of course, his son Yusuf alayhi salam. And both of them go through many problems and sadness throughout the entire story. And we know Yaqub alayhi salam had an extreme amount of love for his son Yusuf alayhi salam. So, in the beginning of the surah, Yusuf alayhi salam tells his father, you know, I saw this dream. Inni ra'aytu ahad ashara kawkaban wa shamsa wal qamar. It's the famous story. I saw the 11 suns and just briefly, I'll just run everyone through the story just very quickly in a minute or so. So you can say the story of Yusuf alayhi salam has 12 parts. Right? Very briefly. The first part, Yusuf alayhi salam sees the dream. I would just like to everyone request listen to pay a bit of attention to this. We're going to go through a very unique thing here. It's called the tanasu, the interconnection between the ayat and the tawasul at the ending. So the first part, Yusuf alayhi salam sees a dream. The second part, his brothers plot against him and throw him into the well and they plot succeed. The third part, that wife of the high ranking official tries to seduce him. The fourth part, the women in the city plan against him. The fifth part, Yusuf alayhi salam goes into prison. The sixth part, the king sees a dream. The seventh part, the king's dream is interpreted. The eighth part, Yusuf alayhi salam comes out of the prison. The ninth part, the women of the city confess they were in the wrong. The tenth part, the wife who tried to seduce him, of the minister who tried to seduce him, she also confesses to Yusuf alayhi salam's innocence. The 11th part, Yusuf alayhi salam reunites with his brothers. And the 12th part, Yusuf alayhi salam gets the interpretation of his dream. Now let's look at this once again. So in the first part, Yusuf alayhi salam, he had a dream. The 12th part, Yusuf alayhi salam gets the dream interpreted. In the second part, Yusuf alayhi salam plot against him. In the 11th part, Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers ask him for forgiveness. In the third part, that wife of the minister tries to seduce him. In the tenth part, that wife attests to Yusuf alayhi salam's innocence. In the fourth part, the women of the city who tried to plot against Yusuf. In the ninth part, the women of the city admit they were in the wrong. In the fifth part, Yusuf alayhi salam, he entered the prison, right? And in the eighth part, Yusuf alayhi salam leaves the prison. And the fifth part, the king sees a dream. In the sixth part, the king gets his dream interpreted. Six parts equally going into full, six parts fully matching. And we have to remember, this is a book which was not written down, edited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just sent down Jibril alayhi salam, and it was just recorded. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed the message along, and we come up with this miracle of tanasub, an interlink, an interconnection between the ayat. And it was carrying on with the story. So in the beginning, Yusuf alayhi salam, we're just going to discuss two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah. And these are these two names which will enable and empower, inshallah, each and every single one of us to deal with sadness, to deal with problems that come our way. So these two names are Alim and Hakim. Allah is the most knowing, Allah is the most wise. And these two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're mentioned three times in this surah. They're mentioned three times in this surah for three different reasons. All three reasons relate to sadness and problems. So in the beginning, Yusuf alayhi salam tells his father, I saw a dream. So what is his father's immediate reaction? Is that of concern. His father tells him, do not tell your brother. And we learn this from this, that Yaqub alayhi salam as a father, he has a caring nature. He worries about his children. He plans for his children. Unfortunately, sometimes what happens is, the parents plan for the children when the children are born. And then, they look for the physical dimension of that plan after the child reaches 15. If you wish for your child to become a doctor, engineer, an alim, a hafiz, chemist, whatever it is, you have to start from the age of 5, 6, 7 years to build that mindset of academics and, you know, dedication. Anyway, so he's worried about, you know, he has this a caring nature. From another point of the story, we see when Yaqub alayhi salam, we all know the story, when the famine hits, he sends his son to Egypt to pick up the food. And what does he tell them? He says, Oh my sons, do not, لا تدخلوا من باب واحد. Don't enter through one door, but enter through different doors. So what's the reason for this? The reason for this is because we all know at that time, Egypt was going through severe times, economic situation, there was a drought, there was a famine, there was a lack of food. The food was rationed, the food was limited. So from the government side, food was given out per person. Now if the city of people of a city, they see eight foreigners coming in through one door. Eight foreigners coming through one door, they know these foreigners have come here for food. This is a good amount of food. They will try to waylay and attack these eight foreigners on their way out. So this is the reason why Yaqub alayhi salam said this. He said, don't enter through one door, but enter through different doors. But then after this, he says a very unique thing. He says, وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. He says, my son, I'm making a plan for you here. This is just my plan and my reasoning and my logic. But if Allah's plan works otherwise, then my plan will not help you. Which brings me to a very, very important point and something which you and I have to realize also in our course of life. One thing is you and I, we have hope. One thing is we have plans. And one thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. Sometimes our plan will work side by side, hand with hand with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. But the day I work, you know, I'm buying a house, the paperwork's done, I've packed everything away, sometimes they pull out last minute. And then, that's what happens, and then sometimes you go for a job interview. Then you dress up, you make an effort, contact this person, you get ready for the interview, and you do this and that, the last second you get rejected. But that is the moment when you have to understand and realize, and we're going to see this later on in the surah as well, that that's not the moment for depression to hit you and let it overtake you. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan is working above your plan. Anyway, so when Yusuf alayhi salam tells his father the dream, so don't forget the two names. Yusuf alayhi salam tells his father the dream, his father starts congratulating him. His father tells him, وَكَذَلِكَ يَتَّبِيكُ رَبُّكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected you. Right? And he's going to teach you the interpretation of speech. And this is a very, very unique point. Inshallah, we'll get back to it later. The interpretation of speech. And he will favor you with his blessings. And then what did he say? So his father, he had high hopes in Yusuf. And this is a natural emotion of any father. You know, not father, but my father has high hopes in me. If you're a son, your father has high hopes in you. As the fathers who are here, they have high hopes in their children. This is a natural. But, so Yusuf, Yaqub alayhi salam, he has high hopes in Yusuf alayhi salam. And he's telling him this as well. He's seeing the potential from Yusuf, from his dream as well. But then what did he say in the ending? After he praises Yusuf, after he tells his son, Yusuf, oh my son, you have a bright future, you have an amazing future, you're going to change the world. Then he says, Inna Rabbi Alimun Hakim. So this is the first part of the surah where these two names come up. Alimun Hakim. My Lord is the most knowledgeable, my Lord is the most wise. Now, because the reason for this is, because even though Yaqub alayhi salam has hope, he cannot see the future. He cannot see the future. But yeah, he has hope. So these words, at this moment, the first time these two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, they are words of hope. Inna Rabbi Alimun Hakim. I do not know what's going to happen, but inshallah it's going to happen this way. My Allah is the most knowledgeable. My Allah is the most wise. Coming on to the second part of the story. Now we're going to fast forward a bit into the story. So we know how Yusuf alayhi salam was kidnapped, taken away, he was thrown into the well, into slavery, taken off into Egypt, you know, thrown into prison, he comes out of prison. So Yaqub alayhi salam, he loses one son. Then what happens? Yaqub alayhi salam, he sends those sons of his to get food. And then what happens? Yusuf alayhi salam, he keeps Binyamin with him. And then, so he keeps Binyamin with him, so another son gone. Then, what this happens, the eldest brother, he tells the remaining brothers, you know, how am I going to face, my father? I cannot bear to see the pain and expression on my father's face when I tell him, you have lost another son. I cannot do this yet. So, I'm sorry, I'm going to stay back until I get Binyamin back. And I'm not going to go back to Egypt until I get Binyamin. Go back to my father's house. So now what happens? The other sons, they go back to their father. Now what happens? Yaqub alayhi salam, first he lost one son. Now he loses three sons. But what does he say? He says, Inna Rabbi Alimun Hakim. Once again he says, my Lord is the most knowledgeable, my Allah is the most wise. And he even says, Inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring all of them back. Inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring all my sons back. And he keeps saying, Inshallah Yusuf alayhi salam will also come back. And he, in fact, at one point of the story, he said, I can smell Yusuf. I can smell it. And people start telling him, old man, your son's been missing for years. Get over it. He's gone. You're not going to get him back. Get over it. But no, Yaqub alayhi salam, he understood the meaning of these two words. Like when you say alim, when you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most knowledgeable, you automatically, sometimes we go through certain emotions, certain problems. Right? No one understands this at that moment. That the gravity of the situation, sometimes, it could be our mother, our father, our sister, our sibling, our children, our business partner. It could be anyone. But there are certain moments in each person's life where no one understands them at that moment. But at that moment, when you're saying Alim, Allah is the most knowledgeable, you're already acknowledging that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you're going through. And when you're saying Hakim, the most wise, you automatically acknowledge that you're part of a bigger plan, Allah's plan, which does not have any defects. So Yaqub alayhi salam says, Alimun Hakim. So in this part of the story, when he says Alim al-Hakim the second time, they are words of trust. They are words of trust. He trusts in Allah. He says, look Allah, I lost three sons, but oh my Allah, I'm trusting you. You're the most wise, you're the most knowledgeable, so I'm trusting you. Coming to the third part in this story, where he lost his three sons. So the first time, the words Alim al-Hakim, the most knowledgeable, the most wise, were words of hope. The second time, they were words of trust. Now what happened? Coming to the ending of the story, we're just zipping to the story once again. Yusuf alayhi salam, he gets released from prison. He becomes the minister of Egypt. His brothers come back. There's a family reunion. He tells his parents and, he places his father upon the throne and he says, this is the interpretation of my dream. The dream is mentioned twice. So in the beginning and all the way in the ending, he tells his father, this is the interpretation of the dream which I saw earlier. And then what does Yusuf alayhi salam say? He says something amazing. Then he says, Innahu huwa al-alim wal-hakim. He says the third time. This is the third time the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Innahu huwa al-alim wal-hakim. So, remember the beginning of the story. Who said alim wal-hakim? Who said it the first time? Yaqub alayhi salam said it in the beginning of the story. And Yusuf alayhi salam said it in the ending. It's as if he did not forget the lesson his father told him when he was young. If you look at Yusuf alayhi salam's story, he was kidnapped as a child, his brothers hated him, he got sold off into slavery, he got taken away from his family, missing for years, separated from his family for years, so many problems. He did not have an easy life, my brother. But what did he say? Alimul Hakim, my Allah knew what was going on. My Allah knew what was the most life. In the ending, this is what my Allah chose for me. This is what He put me through so I can reach this position. But then he says another two names, which is very, very unique. Of course, our focus are the two names, Alim and Hakim. But I just want to mention another additional side point. And he says, "Inna Rabbi latiful lima yasha." My Allah is very subtle. Now, subtle means undercover, unnoticed, hidden. Another point, another part of the story, he also describes Allah with, "Wallahu ghalibun ala." The word ghalib. The word ghalib, when it's a noun, when it's an ism, it's only used in the whole Quran al-Kareem. It's only used in this surah, only once in the whole Quran al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dominant over His affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully in control of His affairs. Just to give an example of ghalib, you know, if we're working in an office and, you know, you're on a computer and, you know, if your boss is behind you all the time, right? So what you doing? You know, and then you're just hitting all the tabs to turn off the YouTube tabs or whatever. Or if you're a laborer, you're standing against the wall, you're just talking. Your boss first, he comes from this side. Another 5 minutes, he comes from this side. Then he comes from that side. He comes from the top. You know, he's in control. That's the meaning of ghalib. But if your boss, if he has some kind of, you know, cameras and, you know, you don't think your boss is watching you. So your boss is watching you using some spy software, but, you know, but you don't know he's watching you. That's latif. He's watching you in a hidden way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghalib. And He wants us to know that He is ghalib. He is dominant. He is fully in control. You know, we might be thinking, you know, Yusuf alayhi salam, a little child, an innocent child, thrown into prison, thrown into a well, sold into slavery. But he had to, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, don't for a single second think that he does not have control over what's happening to you. He's in control over Yusuf, he's in control over me and you as well. In fact, Yusuf alayhi salam, if he didn't go to the prison, he wouldn't come out as a minister. If he didn't come out as a minister, hundreds of thousands of people would have starved to death. Because he came out from the prison as a minister, hundreds of thousands of people got their life saved. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghalib. So Yusuf alayhi salam saying, Allah is alim. Now we say in English, power corrupts. An absolute power corrupts absolutely. But the sole exception is the exception of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghalib, fully controlled and is latif, at the same time He's also alim and hakim. It balances Him out. His knowledge and His wisdom balances itself. So this is the story. So in the beginning, and problems will come, so we cannot say, why is problem happening to me? We have to remember, there's three things. Before problems come our way, we say, we have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, my life will go the way I'm planning to go. It will go smoothly. We have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, alimul hakim. If problems hit us, we say, alimul hakim. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most knowledgeable, the most wise. We trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the problems move away, then we will realize what benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in that problem for us. This surah is in fact actually revealed in the year called the Amul Hizn. I'll finish off with this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was one of the most sorrowful years in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. And in that year, he and his entire clan was in prison for 3 years. There was a shortage of food. They were suffering for 3 years. And then his uncle, beloved uncle, was helping him every step of the way. He also passed away. And then his most helpful wife, Khadija radiallahu anha, from all his wives, she supported him immensely as well. She also passed away in the same year. This was known as the Amul Huzn. And Nabi Kareem tells him, he's so sad, he's going through major problems in life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He reveals this surah. He tells him, listen to the surah of Yusuf. There were people before you as well, who also suffered, who also went through problems. Have hope, have trust. And we will see in the ending what the benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in for you. So the same thing, if it can help Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it can help us as well inshallah. But it's also remember to have hope in Allah, to have trust in Allah, then we will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefits myself, yourself, and everyone else. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I would just like to make an announcement. The brothers have requested me to make an announcement regarding the mobile phones. Let us all just quickly check the mobile phones. Since when it goes off in Salah, we all know Salah is that moment when a person is communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should not be that your phone goes off and disturbs everyone's Salah in the masjid, you know. And another thing, just one quickly while we're at it, if your phone does happen to go off in time in the future, maybe not today inshallah, never again, but if you can do it, if we can turn off our phones with one hand, if Salah is jayid, we should do so. We should do so to ensure that our mobile phones stop ringing.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله القدير الأكبر المالك الحكيم الذي خلق كل شيء وقدر وخلق الأرض والسماوات وما بينهما وبحكمة دبر أحمده على أن قسم المخلوقات على طبقات وجعل أفضلها البشر وأشكره على أن كرمهم بشريف الخطاب وسهل لهم طريق الصواب ويسر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له لا دافع لما أراد ولا مانع لما شاء من نفع أو ضرر وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد المخلوقات من ملك وجن وبشر صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ما أضاءت الشمس ونور القمر أما بعد يا مسكين يا من هو بعمله رهين تنبه من نوم الغفلة وتذكر واستمر بما فرض الله عليك وأمر وتجنب ما نهاك عنه وزجر واعتبر بمن مضى من الأسلاف وتدبر كم من متناعم تنعم على فراشه ففجاءته المنية وأسكنته تحت التراب والحجر أين الآباء والأبناء أين الأولاد والأحفاد أين المعشر أين الأحباب والأصحاب أين الإخوان والخلان الأصغر والأكبر تفكر تفكر في سكرات الموت فمن مات قامت قيامته ووقاءه العقل الأكبر تفكر تفكر فيما يمضي عليك في القبر من الضغطة والوحشة وسؤال نكير ومنكر ما من يوم إلا وينادي فيه القبر أنا بيت الوحشة أنا بيت الظلمة أنا بيت الغربة أنا بيت المسكنة أنا الموطن والمسكن والمقبر فهل من مستغفر يستغفر وهل من متبصر يتبصر كيف بك إذا ورد بك هادم اللذات ومصدق الجماعات فوقعت في الحسرات وصارت صورتك تتغير وتنفصل المفاصل عن مواضعها وتتكسر وسالت منك العيون بالدموع وساء المنظر وصار جسدك بعد الحسرات الحسن يتغير، ثم عجل بك كل من كان حبيبك وألقوا عليك التراب والحجر، فبقيت وحيدا فريدا متحيرا متأسفا باكيا على ما فات وما صدر. فيا أيها الغافل، وتتمر عليك هذه الشدائد والأهوال وهي أدهى وأمر، ألك عليها مصطبر أم أنت أقسى من الحجر؟ فإن الحجر ينشق من خشية ربه ويتفجر منه النهر ويليل جسمه ويتأثر، وأنت تسمع ما تسمع وأنت تعلم ما تعلم، ولا يلين قلبك ولا يتأثر. اللهم يا رحمن يا منان يا حنان يا ديان، ارحمنا واعف عنا ونجنا من الفزع الأكبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يقول الإنسان يومئذ أين المفر. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، أيها الناس، وحدوا الله واتقوا الله. قال الله تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى سيدنا أبي بكر رضي الله عنه وعلى سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه وعلى سيدنا عثمان رضي الله عنه وعلى سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه وعن كل صحابة أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأقوى وأكبر.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قام الصلاة، قد قام الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس،
الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم.